The numbers from Sunday's 31-21 loss to the Houston Texans highlight some outstanding individual performances, yet a few unsettling trends that have plagued the Cardinals in the 2017 season. Third down has been a concern for Big Red on both sides of the ball. Against Houston, the offense struggled to convert, making only 3 first downs on 10 third down opportunities. Conversely, the defense allowed the Texans to convert 8 of their 15 third down attempts. The line of scrimmage was controlled by Houston as they gained 134 yards on the ground to Arizona's 48. Adrian Peterson had little room to run and gained only 26 yards on 14 carries for a 1.9 average. The Cardinals hurt themselves all afternoon, piling up 10 penalties for 90 yards. Despite throwing 2 interceptions late in the contest, quarterback Blaine Gabbert performed admirably, completing 22 of 34 pass attempts for 257 yards and a career-high 3 touchdowns. He became the 14th quarterback to throw a touchdown pass to Larry Fitzgerald. On that 20-yard TD reception, Fitz passed Tony Gonzalez to move into 5th place on the NFL's all-time receiving yardage list. Rookie tight end Ricky Seals-Jones made the most of his first 3 NFL receptions, finding pay dirt twice with touchdown catches of 11 and 28 yards. Seals-Jones shined in Houston with a breakout performance in his hometown. Speaking of breakout performances, rookie safety Buda Baker earned a 99.7 grade from Pro Football Focus in his first defensive start. Baker, who has dazzled on special teams all season long, tallied 12 tackles, a sack, 2 forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery. Up next for the Cardinals, the surprising Jacksonville Jaguars. Sunday's game holds an interesting historic note. Every quarterback the Jags have selected in the first round of the draft will be on the field. Byron Leftwich, now the Cardinals' quarterback coach, current Cards quarterback Blaine Gabbert, and current Jacksonville quarterback Blake Bortles.